We thank you so very, very much for this chance to read this word with one another, knowing that your Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us. For you, Lord, have given us much, and we pray that we lean upon you this day. Whatever it is that you have for us, may it go within our hearts and affect the way that we live, that we may shine forth your love for all to see. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 to 22. Hear now God's word. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him, in Jesus, it is always yes. For in him, every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason, it is through him that we say the amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How many people here have prayed at least once in your lifetime? I would assume everybody. I think probably everyone or a whole lot of people, a high percentage of people, has prayed to God at least once in their life. Oh, Lord, please don't let me hit that tree. You know, that kind of thing. I'm sure it's come out at some time or another. It's one of those things that is so important in the Christian life that I think sometimes it's maybe not taken for granted, but for the simplicity of it, it is also so incredibly complex, but a wonderful thing that is felt so real in our hearts and in our lives. There are so many prayers. We pray for so many things, and in so many different ways. Reminded of a story, there was a covenant group full of different past pastors, very ecumenical group that was praying to, or not praying, they were discussing prayer with one another. And they were discussing what was the proper way to pray. Well, the Lutheran pastor said that the only proper way to pray before God is to get down on your knees, to fold your hands in front of you, to bow your head. This is the way to approach God in prayer. The Presbyterian pastor said, no, no, no. The only proper way to pray to God is standing on your feet with your hands raised above you, with your eyes upturned to God. That is the only way to pray. The United Methodist pastor said, no, no. The only way to pray is with food in front of you. That's the only way to pray. A good Methodist. There was a man who overheard their conversation, and he said, I want to share with you. He leaned in, he said, I hope you don't mind. I want to share with you the way that I prayed in my life that was a very powerful way of praying. He says, one day I was standing at a well and peering down into it when all of a sudden I lost my balance and I fell into the well. And he said, I got stuck with my arms were pinned beside me, my head was below my feet, and I prayed to God. And he said, I think that was the most proper prayer I've ever made. One never knows. There is no one right way, one right posture to approach God with. We can be anywhere. We can be in our bedrooms by ourselves. We can be in our cars with our families. We could be at a meal. Praying happens in any place. Prayer is a very interesting thing within itself because there's always two parts to prayer. There's the first part. There's a part that we can control. We can say whatever we want to God. Lay our hearts bare. We can. It's like the McDonald's portion of prayer. You know how in McDonald's you can order whatever you want. And you can make any kind of substitutes that you want, and they, you know, they do it or try to do. You can order, I would like a 99-cent cheeseburger. And if you would, please take out the beef patty and replace it with a chicken patty. And then put on that chicken patty tomato and lettuce and mayonnaise. And I still want to pay 99 cents for it. You know, they'll do anything. They may not do that. But they'll try and do anything. And that's that first part of prayer. You are in control of that first part of prayer. You can tell God whatever you want, whatever's on your heart. And we pray for so much. We pray for our meal. We ask the Lord to take care of so-and-so. We pray to God for strength, for peace. We pray to God that everyone decides to stay in bed today because we got a long way to travel. You ever pray that prayer? That's my favorite prayer. I've never gotten an answer yet. But, man, I hope for one day that everyone decides to stay off the road. That would be fantastic. We pray for crazy things, that it snows, but none of the snow gets on the road. It just stays in the yard. We can pray for whatever we want. But there's a moment in prayer where we have to give it to God. There's a man who was walking and going out for a hike one day in a part of the woods that he was unfamiliar with. Walked for hours and hours, and he got lost on his way home. He didn't know his way back. And it got pitch black dark. And as the moon was behind the clouds, he couldn't see anything. And he heard howling behind him, and he got scared, and he started running. And before he knew it, when he took that one step, his foot went off of a cliffside. He had no idea. He tried to react as quickly as he could, and he turned himself around, and he tried to throw himself back, but he was already falling. And his hands were scraping at the side of the cliff, and finally he caught on to a branch. And he prayed to God as he was clinging to that branch. Looking down below him, he saw nothing but blackness and darkness. And he said, "Lord, I need your help. I need to get out of here. Please. Help, 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 help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen." And he was silent for a moment, and he heard a voice. And the voice said, "Let go." And the man prayed again and said, "Lord, I don't think you quite heard me. I'm hanging on a branch with nothing but darkness below me." He said, "I need help in getting out of here. Please help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen." And he heard the voice say to him, "Let go." And the guy said, "I still don't think you quite get what's going on here. I just fell off of a cliff. I grabbed onto a branch. There's nothing below me. I need your help. Please get me out of here." And he heard the voice say, "Let go." And he said, let me help you out here, Lord." He says, "If you could help me with a ladder, per se, that would be fantastic. In the name of Jesus, amen." And God said, "Let go." And the man's grip was getting tired, and he couldn't hold on any longer. And he said, "Lord, okay, I have no choice but to obey you. I'm going to let go." And his finger slipped, and he fell 6 inches to the ground below him. When we say amen, that part in the prayer, you know what that stands for? What does amen mean? It means so be it. When we say amen, we let go. We have control of the prayer all the way up to that point. We can say whatever we want, whatever's on our mind, whatever's on our hearts, whatever's the needs that we have, but there's a moment where we have to let go and say amen. Say, "So be it, Lord. However it is you want to answer this prayer, we place everything else in God's hands." We have no control after it's done. It's like letting go of that branch, unsure of what's below us. Anyone here a Garth Brooks fan? No Garth Brooks fan? That's any behind me? Got a couple? Yeah. Well, that's fine. I'm not. But my parents were in the 90s. My parents still are, in fact. And so in the 90s, I heard a lot of 90s Garth Brooks, you know, Friends in Low Places, that kind of time. Garth Brooks had a song. In the song, the character of the song was visiting his hometown football game, high school football game. You familiar with this song? And he looks around and he sees his old high school flame in the audience there. And after he looks at her, he looks at his wife sitting beside him, and he thanks God at that moment for unanswered prayer, because he had prayed in high school that this be the woman he marries, his high school flame, and it wasn't to be so. But because of that, he met his wife, whom he loves very much. You know, sometimes when we pray, God doesn't answer the prayers in the way that we imagine God should. That's the part of letting go. 16 years ago, my wife was part of a covenant group in Crossroads Church. And it was a small group. And they met every Monday. And one Monday, they were talking what kind of things that they would like prayer for. And Stephanie had said, I would like you to pray for me that I am happy and content in singleness. And they listened to her, you know, tell them this prayer request, and they gathered around her and they placed hands upon her, and they prayed. And they prayed, dear Lord, you know, we come before you and we pray for Stephanie. Please help her find the man that you want her to be with. That's not what she asked. That's not what she asked at all. She has to be content in singleness and happy. That was on Monday. Stephanie and I met that following Saturday. When we say amen, we let go. Our scripture that we read today is that all the promises of God are yes through Jesus Christ. And what are those promises of God? God's presence, God's love, God's mercy, grace, and care, salvation, forgiveness, strength and responsibility, peace. All of these are God's promises to us. And all of them are yes through Jesus Christ. And so it says when we say amen, we say it to the glory of God, that when we let go, our act of letting go and allowing God to work in our lives is also a moment where we can praise God. Where we can say, I am not in control. I have done everything I possibly could. And now I'm trusting that God does the rest. That's the moment that we praise God with our lives. It's also one of the hardest moments that we have in our lives, because we're people who love to hold on so tightly. Like that man hanging on the cliffside. We need to let go and know that God's got this. So I pray this Christmas season, as we pray to God, whatever prayers it is that we have, whatever concerns that we have, whatever hopes that we have, pray those unceasingly. And when we say amen, let us live with the confidence that God's in control. That we may love all whom we encounter with that idea of God's got this. We thank God for that.